Okay, takes. So there's nothing that you need to do to tell Reaper that you want to create a new take. If you just record over an existing piece of audio, instead of overwriting that audio like a tape player, by default, Reaper will say, oh, okay, cool. Well, there's already audio there, so I guess he wants a new take of this part of the timeline. Now, when you navigate along your timeline by item with either control left or control right arrows, if you listen, Asara will read the name of the item, and then after that, it'll tell you how many takes there are for each item. And so, if you hear one with multiple takes, as you already know, you can do Shift T for the previous take or T to cycle to the next take. Where this can get a bit messy is if your takes are different lengths, because you end up with like stray little kind of items, little chunks of audio that are at the beginnings and ends of takes where they're different lengths, and Reaper still tries to navigate through those as separate items. So it can get pretty cluttered if you do a lot of recording into multiple takes. So to avoid that and keep all my takes the same length, what I tend to do is, say I'm recording a vocalist on a verse, I will put the start of time selection at the start of that verse, left bracket, go to the end of the verse and do right bracket for the end of the time selection. And then I go to the options menu, and the second option down in there is called something like time selection auto punch or something like that. I turn that on, and basically it means that Reaper's only going to record within that area that I've just marked with my beginning and end of time selection. And then it means that my whole verse is just one item, and all of my takes are contained neatly in that within that one item. If you record a take and you want to remember something about that take afterwards, I tend to go control left to go back to the start of that item, and I do shift F2 for item properties, and you can type in a name there that you know says something like great third line, or you know, everything is shit here apart from the second line. Probably don't type that in if your vocalist can see the screen, but whatever, you get the idea. You can kind of leave little notes for yourself using the take names, and then when you do Shift T and T, Asara will read out what you've called each individual take. Something else that's kind of useful sometimes is to duplicate a take, and that keystroke hid from me for a while. That one is Control Alt D. And then again, once you've duplicated it, if you want to use Shift F2 to rename it, you can do that. I think that should get you started, man. If any of it doesn't make any sense, give me a shout and I'll try and clarify it or put a little demo on WhatsApp or something like that.